When you saw that Mike played Houston, did it kind of look like
I didn't care who we play as long as we were in the playoffs, you know. Yeah. You know, we've got to prep each week. It's literally one and done right now, so we have to make sure we take care of business every week, no matter who it is.
I know you wanted to use last week as a measuring stick. You didn't play Helody, obviously. But what do you think you've come since that opener to now? How do you think you've progressed?
I've progressed, I think. You know, I've done some decent things, but, you know, I'm a far away from where I want to be. And, you know, it's time to step up now. It's time to get it going.
You're going to get particularly looking to shore up?
Yeah, it's just everything. I'm just so critical. I see there's an area in every phase of the game.
Give me one thing. Give me one thing that really gets at your craw.
Got to finish a little better, I'd say. Just throwing people over piles and such.
And that one, I guess the screen out here, I guess the screen Sunday, I guess, was...
Yeah, that was just surprising. I wasn't expecting the defense to not have a corner out there. But, oh well.
Yeah, right.
How are you feeling overall? I mean, 16-game regular season, 4-3 season games.
I'm feeling good, actually. I think I've taken good care of my body as far as recovery, getting the cold tubs and rolling out and everything. So I'm actually feeling pretty good right now.
What's the personal excitement for you, Kevin, as a rookie, to come in and face this kind of a challenge, playoff game your first year?
It's fun. I'm happy we're in the playoffs, you know. I guess, you know, there's always been the history of Bengals not getting there, but we made it. So that's what matters. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty exciting because all you have to do is win. Like, that's all you got to worry about. So just go in every week and play your absolute heart out.
Did you know anything about that history before you got here, or where did you find out about that history?
You guys writing about it all the time. But, I mean, that's what I've heard, and, you know, I like what Andy said. You know, we don't know that history. All we know is since we come here, we've made it, and that's what we care about.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's been, 22 years since the playoff win, but that doesn't affect you guys whatsoever. Is it meaningful, though? Do you understand what it would mean to the city to get that playoff win?
I think
it would
be a big deal, but, you know, first we got to get it done, you know, then we can talk about that.
Do you feel like the offense is where it needs to be at this point, Kevin, going into a big playoff game?
I mean, there's always things to work on here and there. You know, it was nice that a lot of younger guys this week, you know, people who haven't played as much got to play against the Ravens, so that can only benefit us for the next game.
Talk about watching J.J. Watt bat those balls down in college. Do you ever remember one sticking in his hands like it did in that playoff game last year?
I don't think so. I think he almost had him and he got mad about it, but I don't recall any.
How good of a player is he, Kevin?
He's a very good player. I mean, he's just very – he has a lot of energy. You know, he keeps going. He makes things happen, and he's very good.
Yeah. Have you guys talked much since you left Wisconsin?
Only during our bye week this – Yeah, we met up at my gym in Wisconsin, and we talked there.
Okay. Yeah. Watch the Rose Bowl?
Yes, I am. The only problem is it'll be an hour into it by the time we're done, so I'll have to DVR and watch the whole thing.
Talking about Alvarez coaching.
That's awesome. You know, I think that's awesome that he came back. It's going to be great for the seniors, and, you know, that would have been tempting if I knew that. Just, like, if I could get I would have liked to play under him at least a game. That would have been awesome.